Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Browns 2-Minute Drill from training camp presented by University Hospitals. I'm Jim Donovan with the pride of the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. Browns beat writer Scott Petrak, your observations from being a day off on Monday and back in pads Tuesday.
Yeah, you know what? I thought we saw a lot of red zone drills. I thought the offense looked good for times and then bad at times. Obviously, Terrell Pryor leaving with a hamstring tweak was probably the biggest news because he's been such a story of camp, and it's shown up so often that to see him sit out was kind of noteworthy.
He does not think it's going to be a big problem. It was tight. They don't think it's pulled or anything like that. But how about he went back to his roots on this Tuesday, and lo and behold, on a little jet sweep, he pulls up and throws a pass, sort of.
Yeah, I mean, that was the other part of it. Yeah, I mean, this thing quacked the whole way to Travis Benjamin, but it wound up being a completion because Pierre Desir fell down. But you can see John DeFilippo, the coordinator, wants to use him in that role. In one-on-ones earlier, they ran that, and he threw a touchdown pass to Dwayne Bowe. So I think if Terrell makes the roster, you will see those kind of gadget plays with him.
Okay, so he continues his journey as a wide receiver now in the NFL. Let's talk about Pierre Desir, who is in a great battle right now with Justin Gilbert. Gilbert, the number one pick overall from a year ago. And there was Desir, who really came on at the end of last season.
Yeah, and it's significant that when a guy like Tre'Mond Williams gets a day off, or Joe Hayden got the day off today, Pierre Desir's getting the first team reps ahead of Justin Gilbert. I think it speaks to his work ethic. They knew he had talent because he's a big kid, but he had a long way to go from a tiny college. And it makes you worry a little bit about where Justin Gilbert's at because he was a number 8 pick only a year ago.
Desir really played well last year. He said after practice today that he really believes he is a starting cornerback in the NFL. Travis Benjamin told me on a scale of 1 to 10, I am an 11. As a return man. That's how confident he is, which is good to hear. Now you'd like to see it.
Well, yeah, you need him to do that because we've seen that in the past, but yeah, last year he struggled, really struggled catching the ball. For him to have an impact on this team, it needs to be returner first, then receiver. But I think the knee injury hurts him or helps him because last year he was coming off the ACL tear, wasn't quite himself, and now I think he's back to being himself.
All right, he's in a battle too, in a crowded wide receiver battle right now in the Browns offense. A great 2-minute drill, Scott Petrak.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Jim Donovan. Thank you for joining us on ClevelandBrowns.com.